And now to our second feature, written by Caroline Coulot, with some foodie features from a popular TV host and author. Here is Sarah again.
James Wong got noticed with his book How to Grow Drugs, about using plants, fruit and flowers to treat common ailments, and suddenly ethnobotany, learning how plants can benefit us from scientific research, became a buzzword. James, also a regular on Radio's Gardener's Question Time and the author of a new book, How to Eat Better, said, "The wonderful thing about Norfolk is its climate and soil, one of the best in the UK. I'm really excited about its diversity because there are so many preconceptions that it's only about potatoes and sugar beet. Kiwis could be grown in Norfolk more, saffron and the cocktail kiwi, which is smaller and sweeter. I'd like to see more angelica and blackcurrants, which contain something like 37% more vitamin C than any other berries." He believes also that Brexit may affect the growth of these minority crops. "We need to look for an opportunity in trade, but if Brexit makes produce more expensive, people may want to grow more themselves. Many crops are more suited to the UK climate. The cocktail kiwi comes from the Siberian forest, more analogous to the UK, and wasabi needs really cold, miserable conditions." So James' top tips: tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes contain the most antioxidants in their skin. Cook them and add olive oil for significantly more nutritional benefits. Potatoes. Choose purple, keep the skin on, cook them but then chill for extra fibre, and can you reheat them later. Apples. 90% of the nutrients are in the skin, and the redder, the better. Put them in sunlight for a huge vitamin boost. Always choose a dark, leafy vegetable like kale, more dense with nutrients than lighter veg such as iceberg lettuce. And chocolate contains vitamins and iron, but cut down the calories by using cocoa powder, which is high in nutrients. So for a hot chocolate that's beneficial, use milk, a natural sweetener, and cocoa powder. James Wong will be at the Royal Norfolk Show's Grow It, Cook It, Eat It next Thursday.